President Obama took up a number of major issues in technology law in 2012. With the election behind us and the fiscal cliff being somewhat resolved, we can expect to hear more about these issues in 2013. Here we look at the current state of the law on these issues, what legal changes have been proposed, and where the administration stands. First on the docket, we look at the issue of online piracy. This year marked the rise and fall of Congress's latest attempts to curb online piracy in the form of the now infamous SOPA and PIPA bills. Under current law, copyright holders must police for infringement of their copyrights and issue takedown notices to infringers. SOPA and PIPA sought to widely expand the power of copyright holders in granting them recourse not only against infringers, but also against online ad networks and payment facilitators. President Obama opposed the bill, threatening to veto it if it passed. His concern was that the bill expanded the power of copyright holders too broadly. Still, Hollywood was a major contributor to the president's re-election campaign, so we may see more potential legislation with an eye towards greater internet regulation that perhaps does not broaden the rights of copyright holders so expansively. Speaking of internet regulation, the issue of online privacy is also on the president's agenda. The administration has encouraged Congress to pass new laws protecting consumer privacy from companies tracking their online activity. The administration's ardor for privacy protection, however, has not extended to privacy from government in the area of warrantless wiretapping. Under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, the president has the power to authorize warrantless wiretapping as long as there is not a substantial likelihood that it will capture any communications by any person in the U.S. The ACLU reports that under the Obama administration, warrantless wiretapping has increased to a level fourfold from what it had been under President Bush. The authorization for warrantless wiretapping was set to expire at the end of 2012. However, in his continued support for the program, the president has signed a bill extending the program for another 5 years. The president was also a major proponent of last year's failed Cybersecurity Act, which also implicated a significant clash between private and public sector interests. The act looked to increase the security of critical U.S. infrastructure by increasing collaboration between the government and the private sector in increasing safeguards against cyber attacks for industries such as energy, banking, telecommunications, water, and transportation. With the U.S. Chamber of Commerce leading the opposition, the bill was defeated by Senate Republicans. Heightened internet security may become especially important as the Obama administration develops increasingly more sophisticated computer viruses, perhaps for use in cyber attacks against targets such as Iranian nuclear facilities. Will your parents never let you hear the end of it for changing your major from computer science to pursue your passion in Baroque literature? Well, the Obama administration is on board with your parents on this one, favoring education in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, over other educational pursuits. President Obama has begun the STEM Master Teacher Corps program with $100 million in funding. On the legislative front, the president opposed the House Republicans' STEM Jobs Act, which would have added 55,000 visas for STEM master's and doctoral degree holders. However, his opposition arose from the bill's elimination of an equal amount of diversity visas and from the fact that it would place other restrictions on immigration reform programs supported by the Democrats. So as 2013 begins, do not be surprised if you hear more about online piracy, warrantless wiretapping, cybersecurity, and new STEM-related government programs. For if 2012 is any guide, there will be plenty of legal issues in the technology world. I'm Jay Kasin.